is carrying his cross in front, and we are walking behind with our cross. That's the picture here, isn't it?
所以這個圖畫上呢, 耶穌背著他十字架前面頭, 我們跟著他後面背著我們自己的十字架。
Here we have to ask a question.
在這裡我們要問一個問題了。
If Jesus is carrying a cross, why do we have to carry a cross?
如果耶穌背著一個十字架的話, 為什麼我們需要背一個十字架呢?
Put in another way, what is the difference between his cross and our cross?
換一句話來說, 他的十字架和我們的有什麼分別呢?
We are constantly told that it is Jesus who died for our sins. It is his cross that saved us. Now, if we are saved by his cross, then why do we have to still carry a cross?
別人告訴我們, 是耶穌為我們而死的, 既然是耶穌為我們死的話, 他背十字架就行了, 為什麼我們都要背十字架呢?
Now, it is because many preachers cannot answer this question, that is, the second cross can be just dropped out of the picture.
而正因為很多傳道的人解釋不了這個問題的緣故呢, 第二個十字架呢, 就可以不了了之了。
Here's the question again. If we are saved by the cross of Christ, and only by his cross,
那個問題聽一次了, 假如我們是透過耶穌的十字架而得救, 而單單靠十字架而得救的話,
only on his, depending on his cross,
單單是依靠著他的十字架,
then why do I need to carry a cross?
為什麼我要背十字架?
I mean, if he died for me, then I don't need to die for myself again, do I?
因為如果他已經為我死了的話, 我就不用再為自己死了。
Now this would be a good point to stop the meeting and leave you to think about it for a few days.
這就是一個很好的地方, 就是我們就停止在這裡了, 你自己回去想一下下一半。
And maybe after a few days, you tell me what is the answer to that question.
說不定過幾天之後, 你告訴我答案在哪裡。
That would be a very good question to study.
這會是一個很好的研究的問題。
Think carefully about it.
細心想一下。
What is our answer?
我們的答案是什麼呢?
Anybody like to offer an answer?
有沒有人想試一下?
If we are saved by his cross, why do I have to carry a cross? Why is Job carrying a cross? I mean, Jesus carried the cross. Put your burden down. He died. I don't want to carry a cross.
如果我們靠他的十字架而得救的話, 為什麼我們要背十字架呢?
So, what do we say? Because God rather likes you to suffer a bit more, right? It's good for your shoulder to carry something heavy.
怎麼想啊? 是不是因為神都挺喜歡看到你背些重東西,讓你捱一下苦,他開心呢?
The cross means sacrifice, isn't it?
十字架是等於獻祭,是不是呢?
This is very correct. It doesn't mean sacrifice.
沒錯,這是對的。
That's what the Bible tells us.
聖經都是這麼說。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
讓我們回到希伯來書第9章14節看看。
Hebrews 9:14.
希伯來書9章14節。
I ask our brother Joe to read it first.
我會讀出來。 何況基督藉著永遠的靈, 將自己無瑕無疵獻給神, 祂的血豈不更能洗淨你們的心, 除去你們的死行, 使你們侍奉那永生神麼?
Yeah, here we read that Jesus there on the cross offered himself up to God through the eternal spirit, just as we said yesterday. It is the cross is the offering up of ourselves to God.
這裡我們讀到,正如昨天我們看到一樣, 耶穌透過釘十字架, 祂將自己無瑕無疵地獻給神。
Why did he offer up himself to God?
為什麼他要獻自己給神嗎?
Let us read on in the second part of verse 26.
讓我們看第16節的尾段好嗎?
But as it is, Jesus has appeared once for all at the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
26節,如果是這樣,他從創世以來就必多次受苦了,但如今在這末世顯現一次,把自己獻為祭,好除掉罪。Well,
there we have it, the cross is sacrifice.
所以十字架就是獻祭的意思。Now,
if Jesus has already made the sacrifice, then what am I doing carrying the cross?
如果耶穌已經獻了這個祭的話,我們還要背十字架來做什麼?
What is the cross? What kind of sacrifice am I making?
這個十字架是什麼來的? 我們要獻什麼的祭?
Sacrifice to God for what? Do you know?
獻給神什麼祭? 你知不知道?
Yesterday we said that we offer up ourselves to God. We offer up our degree to God.
昨日我哋话咧，我哋将我哋自己嚟献俾神啊，我哋将我哋嘅学位嚟献上啊。
You think God wants your degree？
你唔通你话神系想得到你嘅学位吗
？So you give him your diploma, and you can put it up in heaven with your diploma is there。
所以你送过你嘅学位俾佢啦，佢揸住你嘅文凭咧，就挂喺墙上面啦。
So when you get to heaven, you can see all these diplomas there have been offered to God。
所以上到天堂咧，见到天堂里边挂满晒文凭嘅。
What does he want your degree for？
佢话你个文凭嚟做咩？
It's no use to him。
佢冇用噶。
Huh. So you say, okay, I offer up my house to God. What does he want to do with your house? He wants to live in your house?
他说你说好了，我将你的屋来献给神了，难道他想住在屋里面吗？
And so you offer yourself up, what do he want to do with you?
好了，你说将自己献给神，他要你来做什么？
Oh, you say he can have fellowship with me. Well, you must be very refreshing to have fellowship with
him. 你说呢，他可以跟我有团契啊，那你就说，啊，神当然觉得跟你有相交好好，就不定了。
I ask you, how much fellowship does he get out of you every day?
我问下你啦，一天里边啊，佢能够同你度得到啲嘅几多嘅相处嘅机会啊
？So you are thinking you're doing God a favor to offer yourself to him? What he want to do with you?
所以你以为你献俾佢，献自己俾神咧，你就系帮咗佢忙添。
Maybe the whole day you spend 3 minutes with him, I'm sure that he'll keep him very busy. He has room for fellowship.
我肯定嘅咧，你每天你俾3分钟俾佢就，佢已经好忙啦，系咪啊
？And you maybe you'll be giving him more problem because you say, Lord, I don't understand the Bible. Can you answer some questions for me?
可能你同佢祷告等等咧，仲俾好多麻烦添，因为你要同佢讲咧，我唔明白呢啲圣经啊，你可唔可以答我问题啊
？So the Lord died for you and he has to explain the Bible to you also.
所以佢为你死咗之后咧，佢仲要同你解答圣经难题啲。
really a hard time for him.
啊，依个真系麻烦啊。
So what is the cross supposed to mean? What's the sacrifice for?
所以呢个十字架系咩嚟噶？献祭啊，献啲咩嘢啊？
It's true, the cross is sacrifice. Also for us, it is sacrifice.
冇错，十字架仍然系解献祭。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31, for example.
等我哋翻去林前嘅15:31睇下。
But what does Paul say here?
保罗喺嗰度讲啲咩嘢咧
？Now ask Brother Joe to read for us.
我会读出嚟，林前15:31。弟兄们。我在我主基督耶稣里，指着你们所夸嘅口，极力嘅说，我是天天冒死。
Every day, and again, the Chinese translation has changed it to 冒死 to risk death. What it says here is, I die every day. Every day I die.
呢度咧，同样咧，中文圣经咧，将佢改咗啦。呢度就唔系话冒住死嘅险啊，而系我天天都死，点解？
So Paul is a sacrifice. He is dying every day. Dying what for?
所以保罗就一个献祭啦。佢天天都死嘅，但为咗乜咧
？Well, let us turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 36.
我等我哋翻去罗马书第八章啊。
So that you can verse 36.
第36节啦。
So that you can clearly see that the cross has to do with sacrifice.
以至到你可以睇到咧，十字架的确系同献祭有关系嘅。
Now ask our brother Joe to read for us.
罗马书第八章36节。如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如宰的羔羊。
Now notice carefully, this time is not saying Paul, only he is dying every day. We all are dying, are being slaughtered like sheep.
留意呢度所讲嘅，唔系单止系保罗天天被杀，天天死，呢度话我们天天都死。
The sheep are for sacrifice.
啊！依個羊當然係要嚟獻祭用嘅咯。
Slaughtered in the temple，
喺聖殿嗰度嚟殺嘅。
This is a quotation from Psalm 44, verse 22。
依個無非就係引自詩篇第44篇第22節
，where it refers to all the righteous people。
而嗰度係指向嗰啲所有嘅義人而言嘅。
Well, let us try again and see the sacrificial element in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11。
我哋翻去林後第四章
，and verse 11，
第11節嚟睇下。
Here again, I just ask our brother Joe to read it for us.
我哋可以翻去林后第四章第
verse 11，
第11节。因为我们这活着的人，是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死嘅身上显明出来。
Do you understand this kind of language?
你可唔可以明白到依类咁样嘅字句啊
？If you don't understand this kind of language, it's because you don't understand the nature of the cross in our lives.
如果你唔明白依类嘅字句嘅话咧，你就唔明白十字架喺我哋生命里边嘅本质系点样。
It has to do with sacrifice.
十字架系有牵涉到牺牲嘅。
Jesus offered that supreme sacrifice.
耶稣将呢个嘅最极福端尖端嘅牺牲献上咗。
For our salvation,
为咗我哋救恩嘅缘故。
And since we are saved by His sacrifice, what do we need to make a sacrifice for?
因为我哋得救系因为佢嘅献祭嘅缘故咧，点解我哋又要献祭咧
？See, we are back to that question.
我哋又翻翻嚟嗰个问题而已。
So you say, yeah, I know your method. You keep asking questions and don't give us an answer.
我知你嘅手法啦，你猛问问题，你都唔会答我一句。
We've been waiting up till now and still haven't got an answer.
我等到而家我都听唔到啲答案出嚟。
The point is that when you get the answer very easily, you don't bother to think.
问题就系如果你得嘅答案太容易嘅话咧，你都费事去谂添啦。
What is sacrifice?
獻祭是什麼?
We often use the word sacrifice in a very diluted way again.
我們通常用一個非常的溝淡了的方式來用這個的獻祭的字。
We say, I didn't have lunch, that's a sacrifice.
例如說,我今天我不吃晏晝了,我犧牲了。
That's not sacrifice in the biblical sense of the word at all.
根據聖經來說,那個不是犧牲的意思。
Sacrifice is to offer up something to God.Completely, that is, in death, we are slaughtered like sheep.
圣经里边献祭咧，系将一啲嘅嘢完全嘅献俾神。
But it is always offered for others.
而常常都为咗别人而献嘅。
There's your answer.
啊，呢个就系你嘅答案啦。
Do you understand the answer?
你明唔明白呢个答案啊
？Look at the sheep that is being slaughtered.
即管想下呢个嘅被宰嘅羊。
Is that sheep?Being slaughtered for its own sake?
那隻羊之所以被殺是不是為了自己的緣故呢?
No, the sheep is dying for the sinner that is offering it.
不是啊,羊之所以被殺呢,是為了救那些罪人的。
Jesus is a sacrifice.
耶穌是一個犧牲品。
The supreme sacrifice.
他是一個最高的獻祭。
Did he die for himself?
他是不是為了自己而死呢?
Did he live for himself?
他是不是為自己而活呢?
As a living sacrifice, he lived for himself?
作為一個活祭，佢係為自己而活啦。
Oh, that's easy. You know, he died for us. He lived for us.
呢個好簡單啊！你知道嘅係佢係為我哋而活，係為我哋而死啊。
Now, once you understand that, you understand what sacrifice means.
一旦你明白呢點嘅話，你就會明白獻祭嘅意思。
It means that if you are a sacrifice, you offer yourself up to God for others.
即是話你係一個獻祭咧，係等於你將你自己獻俾神，為別人嘅緣故。
Why do I need to offer myself for others? Jesus already did that.
你會話啦，點解我需要咁做？因為耶穌已經做咗啦。
That's all.
唔係咁解。
The point here is this: that when you receive the life of Christ, you are to pass it on to others.
就當你從耶穌嗰度得到呢個生命之後咧，你係要將呢個生命傳俾別人嘅。
That's the point of losing yourself.
呢個就係要失去你自己嗰個原因。
It's very important to understand.
非常重要一點。
Let's put it in another way.
等我哋換一個角度嚟再講。
The Lord is saying this: I am carrying the cross, you are following me.
主耶穌話：我孭住十字架行緊，而你跟我喺後邊。
I die for your salvation.
我為你嘅救恩嘅緣故而死咗。
But I don't mean that I'm giving you salvation, you can keep it to yourself.
但我唔等於話咧，我俾咗你救恩係等你自己保存住嘅。
When you have received that salvation through my death.
當你透過我得到你嘅救恩嘅時候咧
，through my death and resurrection，
透過我嘅死同埋復活
，so you will also pass on that resurrection life, that salvation that you have received through your life and death for others。
同樣，你要透過你自己嘅救恩，你自己嘅復活咧，嚟將呢個嘅生命帶俾別人。
Then you become a channel of salvation to others。
而你變成一個別人救恩嘅一個管子。
Put another way, you receive the water of life from Jesus.
換言之咧，你從耶穌嗰度得到呢個嘅活水啊。
Through His broken body,
透過佢呢個嘅被擘開嘅身體
，pierced from His heart, there comes forth blood and water.
從佢心嗰度敞開咗，流出血同埋水出嚟。
Atonement and life,
救贖同埋生命。
Water being always a symbol of life.
即水常常都係代表生命嘅。
Symbol of the Holy Spirit who brings life.
代表呢個帶嚟生命嘅聖靈嘅。
He gives us all this so that we pass it on.
佢將呢一切嚟俾我哋咧，係好叫我哋能夠傳俾別人。
I beg of you to understand this.
我求你哋能夠明白呢點啊。
Because if you don't understand this, let me say to you very flatly, you will not even be saved.
刚刚我坦白话俾你听，好坦白答俾你听。如果你唔明白呢点嘅话咧，你根本唔会得救嘅。
If you only want to save yourself，
因为如果你只系想救自己嘅话咧
，you won't be saved at all。
你唔会得救嘅。
If that's where you stop， you will stop dead right there。
如果你停喺呢个地步嘅话咧，你就喺个地步停啦，死咗添。
This is the point of the Lord's words here。
呢个就系主耶稣呢段说话嘅中心。
I die for your salvation. You die to pass on that salvation to others.
我为你的救恩而死，你要为别人的救恩而死。
And it is in losing your life that you will gain it. That's where the salvation comes in.
而当你为别人而死的时候，你先至会得到你自己的救恩。
Not until you lose it will you gain it.
在你未失去之前，你不会得到的。
Do you understand this?
你明白这点吗？
It's basic salvation in the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
呢个只不过系耶稣教训里边救恩嘅基本原则嚟。
Jesus died to save all men. For that atonement, he covers the sins of all mankind.
有关呢个耶稣嘅救赎嘅咧，冇错，佢系为所有人救赎。
But all mankind is not saved.
但系唔系等于每一个人都得救噶。
Because this life is transmitted from one to another, it goes through.Each one becomes a channel to pass it on to another one.
因为呢个生命系要由一个传俾第二个，由第二个传第三个咁传出去嘅。
The calling of every Christian,
每一个基督徒嘅呼召
is to save others,
就去救别人。
So this is the whole teaching here.
呢个就系整个教训嘅所在。
Not until you take up the cross in the sense that you are willing to suffer, to live and to die for the salvation of others. Not until then.Will you even understand what salvation is about?
在你未攞起你十字架，意思就话在你未愿意受苦，甚至死为别人之前，你未开始明白十字架嘅意思系乜嘢。
The ministry of salvation is not just for Joe.
呢个嘅救恩嘅职责唔单止系为我嘅。
Because he's in full-time service.
因为我系全职一个人。
The ministry of salvation is not just for me.
呢个嘅救恩嘅职责唔单止系佢嘅。
The ministry of salvation is for every disciple, every Christian.
救别人的职责是每一个基督徒的。
And until you become a channel of salvation, salvation is not for you.
在你未成为一个别人救恩的管子之前，你都没有救恩。
Now you can't make it any plainer than that.
再坦白的都说不出来了。
That's what Jesus said.
这个就是耶稣所说的说话。
Put in another way, Jesus is saying, Jesus saved us.In order to make us saviors.
换言之，耶稣之所以要救我哋咧，系想将我哋变成别人嘅救主。
Let's look at a moment in Jude verse 23.
当我哋翻去犹大书第廿三节睇下。
Jude is the little book just before Revelation.
犹大书咧系一卷喺使徒前边一段好短嘅书嚟嘅。
So it has no chapters. It has only verses. Verse 23.
所以佢冇章嘅分别嘅，只系有节数嘅啫。廿三节。有些人你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们，有些人你们要全惧怕的心怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾污沾染的衣服也当掩起。
You are to save them.
你是要救他们的。
Get them out of the fire.
从火里面救他们出来。
And be sure that the fire doesn't burn you in the process.
也当心那些火不要烧到你自己。
Who is Jude asking that people should to save others?
而犹大叫紧边一班人去救别人话
？Just look at the first verse.
你只需要睇第一节就知啦。
He's not talking. This is not a letter addressed to pastors.
呢封信唔系写俾啲牧师噶。
He is talking to those, all those who are called beloved in God, the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ.
就写俾嗰啲所有被召嘅喺父神里边蒙爱嘅系耶稣嗰啲嘅人。
Now, if you are one of those who are Christians, then you are called and beloved.
如果你是基督徒的话，你就是被呼召了，你就是神所爱的了。
But you don't deserve this kind of title at all.
但你不会配得起这类的身份。
Until you are doing exactly this, saving others.
除非你是做这件事，就是救紧别人。
Now, in the Bible, anyone who saves others is properly called a savior.
在圣经里面一个是救紧别的人就可以称为一个救主的了。
Normally, we reserve that title for the Lord Jesus.
通常情况之下，我们会将这个名衔留翻俾主耶稣自己。
The Bible is not afraid to apply it to other people.
但是圣经是不会怕将这个字应用在其他人身上面。
Let me give you one example in 2 Kings chapter 13.
让我举个例子你听下，列王记下
chapter 13,
第十三章
verse 5,
第五节。
here you find that a king of Israel is called the savior of Israel simply because he saved Israel from its enemies.
这个你会看到呢，有一个以色列的皇帝是被称为拯救者呢，是因为他要救这个人民。我会读出来，列王记下第十三章第五节，耶和华赐给以色列人一位拯救者，使他们脱离亚兰人的手，于是以色列人仍旧安居在家里。
Here you have this word, Savior, exactly as it stands here in our translation.
这个就是拯救者、救主的字了。
We are to save others. That's our whole ministry entrusted to us.
我们的责任就是要救别人，这个就是整个我们的责任来的。
If you as a Christian just live selfishly for yourself, you can forget about salvation.
如果你是那类基督徒，单单自私地为自己生活的话，你可以忘记晒佢得啦。
You have one primary calling and responsibility.
你只有一个第一号嘅呼召。
To save others.
救别人。
Communicate this life to others.
将呢个生命传俾别人。
But as soon as you're going to communicate life to others, you realize that you need power to do that.
一旦你开始将生命传俾人嘅时候咧，你就明白到你需要能力去做呢件事。
You just try doing it, and you'll see what I mean.
你试下，你就会明白我嘅意思啦。
That is why we've been talking about power. It is the power to communicate this life.
喂，这个缘故我们就在这里讲了很久关于能力的问题，因为全生命是需要能力的。
This is the calling of a disciple.
这个就是门徒的呼召了。
And even in this communicating of life, there is suffering.
就算是在这个全生命过程当中都会有痛苦。
The biblical way of communicating life is to pass it from person to person.
因为圣经里面传生命的方法呢，是由一个人传给第二个人的。
This is called discipleship.
这个叫做
making disciples.
训练门徒。
So you take this disciple, and he in turn becomes another savior.
就是你会接一个的门徒回来，然后训练他成为另一个的救主。
Because if he also doesn't become a savior, then he is not going to be saved either.
因为如果他不能成为一个救主的话，他自己都不会得救。
Always remember the words in this text, only when you lose your life will you gain it.
常常记住今天圣经里面那句话，只有你当你丧失你生命的时候，你才可以得着你生命。
And we saw that losing the life is not committing suicide.
我们看到他丧失生命不等于自杀的意思。
We saw that this losing the life is to offer as a sacrifice.
我们看到这个意思呢，是等于将我们献上。
We offer it to God not because God wants our degree, our diploma, our house, our life. It's so that we can, through offering it to God, bring salvation to others.
我们献上给神，等于说神要我们的学位、我们的屋、我们其他东西，是因为我们要救别人的缘故。
But in this communicating of life, there too you experience the cross.
而在这个的全生命过程当中，你会经验到十字架。
That's what Paul speaks of in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 19.
这个就是保罗在加拉太书第四章第十九节所讲的说话。
Now ask our brother Joe to read this very vivid verse to us.
我会将它读出来。加拉太书第四章
and verse 19.
第十九节。我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，直等到基督成形在你们心里。
Today I have no time to explain this travail in childbirth, this suffering, this labor.
今天我们没时间解释这个受生产的苦是什么意思。
We think oftentimes that communicating life is just stand on a platform and you just talk to people, preach the word and they are saved.Not quite as simple as that.
很多时候我们以为全生命呢，无疑是站在讲台上面讲下道，那就是了。
That may bring just a certain change in position, a readiness to go to become a disciple.
这个可能带来某一个程度的改变，叫一个人肯愿意做一个门徒。
The real labor is what Paul describes as being in travail, giving birth to another person.
真正的劳苦呢，保罗在这里形容为生产之苦，好像生仔那样。
That's what he...Communicating life from you to the other person.
就是将生命从你给过去。
Bringing that other person into spiritual life.
将另外那个人带来属灵的生命。
And being ready to suffer to accomplish that.
而准备好心情呢，就为那个人受苦甚至死。
That is truly remarkable.
这个就真是奇妙的。
I wonder if you understand what the Lord is saying to you.
我不知道你明不明白耶稣向你讲的是什么说话。
Remember clearly what the Lord says, except you take up your cross and follow him. You will not be his disciple. You won't be a Christian.
记清楚佢嘅说话，除非你孭起你十字架跟从佢嘅话，你唔系佢嘅门徒嚟嘅，你唔系一个基督徒嚟嘅。
But taking up the cross is the change of your thinking completely from a self-centered way to a way of living for others.
而孭十字架嘅意思就将你一个嘅自我为中心嘅自私嘅思想完全改变过嚟，转向为别人而生活。
Is willing to be offered up to God.So that being sanctified and empowered by Him, we can live for others.
是一个愿意的心，愿意将自己献给神，好叫神能够将我们来洁净呢，能够为别人而活。
You understand what the Lord says?
你明唔明白主嘅说话？
So may the Lord help you.
我希望神帮助你。
Let us be quiet before God.
安静祷告。